This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. North Texas stepped onto the national environmental stage today when the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency kicked off one of three public hearings across the country on new rules to reduce smog. Outside the hearing room at Arlington City Hall, Alexander Beckwith introduces himself in an unusual way.
Alexandria Beckwith, birthday 6804.
Alexander David Beckwith, birthday 6804. That's when you know they've been in a doctor's office too much.
His mom, Allison, explains both Alex and his little sister, Madeline, were born with a mitochondrial disease. The disease makes it difficult to process food and oxygen into energy and has meant a lot of time with doctors. Alex also has asthma, which is why smog is a problem.
On days when the ozone is not as good, it really impacts his ability to breathe well, and so we have to limit how much he can go outside, what he can do, how much he can play.
Beckwith came from Keller to City Hall for the same reason a dozen or so other moms did on Thursday morning, to ask the EPA to strengthen ozone standards.
You know, it's not just us, but there are children all over, and so if their federal standards are changed, then obviously that helps not just our family, but friends we have across the country.
The EPA's smog reduction proposal would bring down the acceptable ozone level from 75 parts per billion to 65 to 70 parts per billion. Texas is home to several counties with the worst ozone pollution in the nation. Currently, dozens of counties have smog levels higher than the proposed amount. Still, the EPA projects after a decade under the new rules, only five Texas counties would top that 70 parts per billion limit, including Dallas, Tarrant, and Denton. Allison Davis with EPA's Office of Air Quality Planning and Standards says reducing ozone will have a significant positive impact on public health.
Reducing as many as 4,300 premature deaths, reducing as many as 960,000 asthma attacks in children, and up to a million days when children miss school because of ozone-related effects.
Smog, which is linked to asthma and other heart and lung diseases, is especially harmful to children and seniors.
It's going to be difficult for you to find anyone who is opposed to reducing air pollution generally.
Steve Everly with the oil and gas industry group Energy in Depth argues stricter regulations aren't necessary.
There is a point of diminishing returns with any sort of regulatory impact or regulatory imposition. We all know that certain regulations are going to have a cost on the economy, but they end up getting justified because you say, well, but they also deliver these health benefits or these environmental benefits, which have a monetary value as well.
Everly contends that stricter standards will lead to lost jobs, and that could outweigh environmental and health benefits. The EPA will accept written comments on the proposed standards until March and issue a final rule by October. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.